polu mogova. Usporedi sve vegetacije i izvora plodi svih živih bića. Učeni ljudi kažu da je mjesec um svevišnje božanske osobe. Neka ta svevišnja božanska osoba, izvor svih obilja, bude zadovoljna sa nama.
So the demigods are praying to the Lord once again. It appears that they repeatedly get themselves in trouble and fight with the demons and lose, and then they approach the Lord for help.
Ispada da oni stalno ulaze u nevolje, boreći se sa polubogovima izgube i onda mole svevišnjeg gospodina za pomoć. Sa demonima se bore.
So, of course, this is the proper course of action when we're in difficulty.
To je pravilan način djelovanja kada imamo probleme.
Etan nirvidyamananam ichatam akutobayam yoginam nirpadnirvitam harirnama nikirtanam. Whether we're in a distressed condition or we're in a happy condition, whether we're full of material opulences or we're poverty stricken, we should always take shelter of the Lord and His holy name.
Bilo da smo sretni ili nesretni, bogati ili siromašni, trebali bi uvijek uzeti utočište svevišnjeg gospodina i njegovih svetih imena.
Jiver Surupoi Nitya Krishna Das Vipaska Shakti Ved Aved Prakash. We are part of Krishna and we are constitutionally the eternal servants of God.
Mi smo djelić Krišne i izvorno smo sluga gospodina.
So just as my hand is part of my body and the natural function of my hand is to feed the stomach, to put food in the mouth, to go to the stomach, similarly the natural function of the jivatma is to serve paramatma.
Kao što je ruka dio mog tijela i prirodno je za tu ruku da služi stomak dajući hranu ustima, tako je prirodno za živo biće da služi paramatma.
Now, once upon a time, the senses happened to meet a union leader.
Jednom davno čula su se susrela sa vođom sindikata.
Union leader. Everybody know what a union leader is? No. You don't have unions here in Croatia? Labor unions?
Not
okay. So the labor union leader suggested that they all go on strike. Why should they serve the stomach? He just sits around digesting. Doesn't do any work or anything.
I vođa sindikata je predložio čulima da prestanu raditi, jer je onako samo rade i na kraju sve dobije želju.
So they all agreed, and from that day forward the hands stopped feeding the stomach.
I oni su se svi složili i od tog dana ruke su prestale hraniti stomak.
So for some time the hand felt pretty good, he felt himself independent. And he would take the food and squeeze it and play with it, and he felt pretty good about that.
I neko vrijeme ruka se osjećala jako dobro, osjećala se nekako nezavisno i uzimala je hranu i gnječila je.
But after some time, blood became very thin in the body, and the blood to the hand also, lacking nourishment, the hand became very weak.
Ali onda nakon nekog vremena krv je postala slaba i pošto ruka također nije dobivala hranjive sastojke, ruka je također postala slaba.
And ultimately the hand became so weak that he couldn't move, and finally the whole body died.
I ruka je na kraju postala tako slaba da se nije mogla micati i na kraju cijelo tijelo umrlo.
So we are constitutionally servants of Krishna. And there's no use in rebelling against that. The only person that we hurt in such a rebellion is ourselves.
Mi smo izvorno sluga Gospodina i nema potrebe buniti se protiv toga. Jedna osoba koja biva povređena s takvim bunjenjem je smo mi sami.
Just like maybe for a little while we get to think, oh, I'm independent, I'm not a servant of God, look at me, I'm so important.
Možda na neko vrijeme mislimo, ja nisam sluga Boga, ja sam sada nezavisan, pogledajte me kako sam velik, kako sam važan.
People are now saying that in Croatia, that, okay, now we can say after the war and thousands of people are dead, now we can say, I'm Croatian. I'm not Yugoslavian, I'm Croatian. But the economy is still in a mess, we're still poor, and what is the use?
Ljudi u Hrvatskoj sada govore, nakon tolikog rata, sada slobodno mogu reći da sam Hrvat i ne moram više govoriti da sam Jugosloven. Ali kako je korist od toga, pošto ekonomija je i dalje loša i svi su siromašni. I tisuće ljudi je poginulo u ratu.
When Srila Prabhupada first met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta requested him to preach Krishna consciousness in the Western world.
Srila Prabhupada i Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati prvi put sreli, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati mu je dao instrukciju da propovijeda zapadnom svijetu.
So Srila Prabhupada protested. At that time he was a member of Mahatma Gandhi's non-cooperation movement against the British.
I Srila Prabhupada je protestirao jer u to vrijeme je bio član Gandhijevog pokreta građanske neposlušnosti.
Prabhupada said that we cannot teach the world Bhagavad Gita when we are controlled by a foreign power. First of all, we have to show our independence.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao, ne možemo poučavati svijet Bhagavad Giti kada smo i sami pod stranom vlašću. Moramo se prvo osloboditi.
So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur replied that the message of Bhagavad Gita, the message of Lord Krishna, is eternal and it is meant for everyone in any condition of life.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati je rekao da je poruka Krishne, poruka Bhagavad Gita, vječna poruka i namijenjena je svakome u svakom stanju života.
He compared this material world to a latrine and he said that we don't care who is manager of the latrine, that is not important.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati usporedio materijalni svijet sa WC-om i rekao je da nas nije briga ko je menadžer za taj WC.
So our most important business in life is to become Krishna conscious, and the way to do that is by following in the footsteps of a great devotee of the Lord, like Srila Prabhupada.
Naš najvažniji posao u životu je da postanemo svjesni Krišne, a to možemo postići slijeđenjem stopa čistog bhakte kao što je Srila Prabhupada.
In the Adi Purana, Lord Krishna states, Ye me jana mana partha. Someone who says that he is my devotee, he is not my devotee. Someone who says that he is a devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee.
Krishna rekao u Adi Purani, onaj koji tvrdi da je moj bhakta, nije moj bhakta, već onaj koji tvrdi da je bhakta mog bhakte, on je moj bhakta.
So, this knowledge here, the demigods appealing to the Lord, and offering these prayers is an ideal situation for us to understand how dependent we are on the Lord.
Ovo znanje ovdje u Šrimad Bhagavatamu gdje se polu bogovi mole gospodinu, to je idealna situacija za nas da bi mogli naučiti.
Here it is mentioned that the moon is the source of sustenance, the source of nutrition in all vegetables that we eat.
Ovdje je rečeno da je mjesec uzrok svega što je hranivo i što je svježe u povrću.
Everyone in the material world depends upon vegetables.
Svako u materijalnom svijetu ovisi o povrću.
And food grains.
I žitarica.
No one can simply be a meat eater and eat only meat.
Niko ne može biti jednostavno meso i jesti samo meso.
Is it possible to eat only meat?
Da li je moguće jesti samo meso?
Not possible. And if someone thinks that it is and tries to eat only meat, still they depend upon food grains because the animals which they eat depend upon food grains.
To nije moguće, ali čak i da osoba pokuša jesti samo meso, opet ovisi o žitaricama ili te životinje koje osoba jede, one također moraju se hraniti sa žitaricama.
And after the war is over, and after all the technology has been used, you cannot create food grains and vegetables in your factories.
I nakon što je rat završio i nakon što je sva ta tehnologija toliko napredovala, još uvijek se ne mogu stvoriti žitarice u tvornicama.
Food grains come from the mercy of the Lord.
Žitarice dolaze od milosti gospodine.
Anad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad anasambhava. Yagyad bhavati parjanyo yagya karma samudbhava. Food grains come from rain, and rain comes from the Lord's mercy. It comes when we satisfy the Lord.
Žitarice dolaze od kiše, a kiša dolazi od milosti gospodina kada on zadovoljen sa nama.
This is common sense.
To je zdrav razum.
If we don't pay our bills here in the temple, then the electricity will be cut off.
Ako ne plaćamo režije ovdje u hramu, onda će nam isključiti struju.
There will be no more light.
Neće biti više svjetla.
The water pump won't work.
Neće raditi pumpa za vodu.
There will be no water in the upstairs ashram.
Neće biti vode u najgorem kupon.
If we don't pay our telephone bill, then we can't make any long distance telephone calls.
Ako ne platimo telefonski račun, onda više ne možemo nazivati druge zemlje.
So basically we all know that whatever supplies we are getting from the government or from private companies, there is a bill that we have to pay. We all know that. It's not just coming by accident.
U osnovi znamo da sve što dobivamo iz, od vlade ili od privatnih firmi, za sve to dolazi račun i to nije slučajno.
But the demigods are supplying so many facilities to us. We're getting air from Vayu, we're getting sunlight from Surya, we're getting moonlight from Soma, we're getting so many facilities by which we're maintaining these bodies, but somehow or other we have imagined that, oh, there's no bill for that, that just comes free by accident.
I pol bogove nam daje toliko pogodnosti, Vaju nam daje zrak, Surja nam daje svjetlo i Soma nam daje žitarice i mi mislimo to je jednostavno sve besplatno, to ne moramo platiti, to je došlo slučajno.
Krishna is the source of everything, janmadi yasya yataha. That is one easy definition of God that every religionist, every spiritual person can accept. Even an atheist can understand that definition of God, that he is the origin of everything.
Krishna je izvor svega, od njega sve dolazi i to je jedna univerzalna definicija Boga koja se može naći u svim religijama i čak ateisti to prihvaćaju.
But Lord Krishna himself does no actual work.
Ali Krishna osobno ne radi taj posao.
Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate svabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. He has multifarious energies by which he carries on all the activities in the universe.
On ima različite energije s kojima, koje vrše sve poslove unutar ovog materijalnog svijeta.
So on a higher level there are great devotees of the Lord known as demigods who are in charge of the various necessities of life.
Na višem nivou postoje čisti bhakti gospodina koji su poznati kao polubogovi i oni uređuju za te sve životne potrebe.
This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says Ishtam bhogan hi bho deva dasyante yagya bhavitaha. The various demigods are in charge of the necessities of life and we have to satisfy the demigods or they will cut off the sunlight. They will cut off the rain. They will cut off the wind.
To je opisano u Bhagavad Giti. Postoje razni polubogovi koji su zaduženi za određene potrebe u materijalnom svijetu i ako ih mi ne zadovoljimo, oni će presjeći dovod zraka, svjetla i vjetra.
Now, practically speaking, we can understand, I don't know if Croatia is anything like India, but in India, in the government, if you have got any work to do, any kind of work, even a small work, first of all, you have to grease someone's palm. I don't know how to, what's the same expression in Croatian? You have to give some donation to someone's puja fund.
Ne znam kako je u Hrvatskoj, ali u Indiji, ako želite dobiti neki posao u vladi, čak i najmanji posao, morate to podmazati na neki način.
Anything you want done, you want a business license, you want tax exemption, you want to build a temple, anything. There's so much corruption that you have to satisfy someone.
Ako želite početi neki biznis ili da vam se smanji porez ili da izgradite hram, morate nekoga podmititi.
But if you know the top man, if you know the prime minister, he's also on the take. And if you just satisfy him, then everything else will be taken care of.
Ali ako zadovoljite glavnog ministra, ako je on zadovoljan, onda će automatski sve ostalo će se srediti.
It costs a little more, but you don't have any other worries.
To košta malo više, ali onda nemate briga.
So similarly, we are recommended to satisfy Krishna by performing Sankirtan Yajna, and then all of the demigods will be satisfied because ultimately they get their power from Lord Krishna.
Slično tome, nama se preporuča da vršimo Sankirtan Yajnu i da zadovoljimo Krishna na taj način i onda će svi polubogovi automatski biti zadovoljni.
Therefore it is said, yagyai sankirtanai prayar,
yujantihi su medasa. Those who have sufficient brain, su medasa, they will perform sankirtan yajna, chanting of the holy names, and satisfy the Lord in this Kali Yuga.
Zato je rečeno, oni koji imaju mozga će obožavati gospodina Sankirtanom i zadovoljiti ga na taj način u Kali Yugi.
Lord Krishna says, Ananyas chintayanta umam ye jana paryupasate tesham nitya vyuktanam yogakshema vahamyaham. If you just satisfy me, then whatever you need, I will take care of you. If you lack anything, I will supply it. And whatever you have, I will protect that. Just have faith in me, Arjuna.
Krishna kaže, ako mene zadovoljiš, onda sve što ti pali, to ću ti rana dodati i zaštitit ću ono što imaš. Samo imaj vjere u mene, Arjuna.
How can we satisfy the Lord beyond chanting?
Kako možemo zadovoljiti gospodina pored mantranja?
Krishna says, yad karoshi, yad ashnashi, yad juhasi tadasi, yad tapasyasi kauntaya, tat kurushva madarpanam. All that you eat, all that you do, all that you give away, all sacrifices that you perform, everything should be first offered to me.
Krishna kaže, sve što jedeš, sve što radiš, sve što daješ, kako god žrtvovanje da vršiš, sve prvo ponudi meni.
Now, Krishna is so nice that even if you offer him everything, he gives everything back.
Krishna je tako dobar da čak i ako mu date sve, on će vam sve vratiti nazad.
Or at least 50% of it. There's a deity in Andhra Pradesh of Lord Nrsingadev at a place known as Singhachalam.
U mjestu poznatom kao Singhachalam postoji božanstvo Nrsingadeva.
So the deity is in a small temple very high up in the mountains, in a little hill. The deity is inside a cave.
Božanstvo je u jednom malom hramu koji se nalazi u pećini visoko u brdima.
So, when you go there, generally, you offer some sugarcane juice and also gur to Nrsingadev as an offering to the deity.
Kad odete tamo, onda obično ponudite sok od čečene trske i gur božanstvo.
You know what is sugar cane juice?
Znate li šta je sok od čečene trske?
Has everyone tasted sugar cane juice? How many have had sugar cane juice? Okay, any of that means people who've been to India, right? Very good drink. So, when you offer the sugarcane juice to the deity, they actually pour it on the deity and it goes in the mouth of the deity.
Kada nude taj sok božanstvu, onda u stvari preliju božanstvo i sok ide u usta božanstva.
And amazingly enough, only exactly 50% comes back.
I začuđujuće, samo 50% od toga izađe van.
So you have to take enough so that you calculate 50% will feed all of your friends.
Morate izračunati da sa 50% možete nahraniti sve svoje prijatelje, da bi uzmete dovoljno.
That reminds me of another joke.
To me podsjeća na drugu šalu.
Should I? Yeah, okay. In India, people are very fond of worshipping the deity and asking for something in return.
U Indiji ljudi jako vole obožavati božanstva i tražiti nešto za uzvrat.
This is sometimes called karma mishra bhakti, or the devotional service which is tinged with material desire.
Entonces, ponekad zove karma mišlja bhakti ili predano služenje pomiješano sa materijalnim željama.
It is not shuddha bhakti or pure devotional service.
To nije shuddha bhakti ili čisto predano služenje.
Lord Chaitanya says, Nadanam najanam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmani shvare bhavatat bhakti rahoituki tvai. I don't want anything in return from the Lord. I just want to serve Him, even birth after birth.
Gospodin Chaitanya je rekao, ja ne želim ništa za uzvrat od Gospodina, želim ga samo služiti život za životom.
But pure devotees are very rare. Mostly we find in the world kanishta adhikaris, who are devotees but not first class, they are third class.
Ali čisti bhakte ili uttama adhikari su vrlo rijetki u ovom svijetu i obično nalazimo kanishta adhikarije ili treće klasne bhakte.
So there is one famous deity again in Andhra Pradesh known as Tirupati Balaji or Venkateshwara.
Postoji u tom istom u državi Andhra Pradesh postoji božanstvo koje se zove Tirupati Balaji ili Venkateshwara.
So this deity is very very old and in the last century the deity has manifested great opulence, so much so that the whole dome of the temple is covered in pure gold.
To božanstvo je vrlo staro, ali u zadnjih 100 godina je manifestiralo toliko obilja da je cijela kupola prekrivena sa zlatom.
And every day the deity is offered by all the pilgrims hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Svaki dan hodočasnici nude božanstvima stotine tisuća dolara.
In the form of rupees, of course.
U formi rupija, naravno.
So, what happened was that at the turn of the century, the deity was not so famous and hadn't manifest much opulence.
Ono što se desilo je da na početku stoljeća to božanstvo nije bilo toliko poznato i nije imalo toliko obilja.
So the pujaris got the idea to start spreading some stories secretly that if you have any work to be done, if you just give a donation to Balaji, your work will be completed.
I onda su puđari odlučili proširiti priču da ako imate neki posao i želite ga završiti, onda samo trebate dati donaciju Venkateshwara Balaji.
If your wife is pregnant and you think you would like to have a son, then give this much.
Ako mislite da vam je ako vam je žena trudna i želite imati sina, onda trebate dati toliko i toliko.
Or if you're trying for a promotion in your work, then you give this much and you'll get the job.
Ako ti tražite unapređenje u poslu, onda dajte toliko i toliko i dobit ćete.
And so many different desires have different amounts that you're supposed to give to Balaji.
I sve tolike želje imaju u sebe određeni iznos koliko treba dati Balaji.
So in Bangalore, which is about 8 or 10 hours drive by car from Tirupati, many devotees go to Tirupati Balaji on a regular basis to worship the deity and to ask for some benediction.
U Bangalore ima puno bhakta koji redovno odlaze u Tirupati da bi ga obožavali božanstvo i dali donacije i to je udalj, ta dva grada su udaljena oko 8 do 10 sati vožnje auto.
So of course Bangalore is a sinful city and they're very famous there for drinking and for the big race course where there's horse racing there.
Bangalore je vrlo grešan grad i poznat je po piću, po piću i po trkama konja.
Something like Ljubljana.
Nešto kao Ljubljana.
A lot of drinking goes on.
Puno se pije.
Bangalore is known as the wet city.
Bangalore je poznat kao mokri grad.
So, one devotee of Balaji, he got a hot tip on the horses that if he bet this amount, then he would get $100,000.
Jedan bakte je dobio savjeta, ako uloži toliko i toliko na određenog konja, dobit će $100,000.
Some of the horse trainers and everything who knew it was how the horses were, they had personally told him that this will happen if you do this.
Neki treneri koji znaju kako je stajala stvar sa konjima, osobno su mu rekli da to će se desiti ako uložiš toliko i toliko.
So he was very excited, and he, before the race, he drove down to Tirupati, and he offered humble prayers to Balaji, that Balaji, if you just allow my horse to win, then I will give you 50% of all the earnings.
Prije trke on je otišao u Tirupati i rekao je, dragi Balaji, ako dozvoliš da moj kon pobjedi, daću ti 50% od prihoda.
So then he went back to Bangalore, but somehow or other, although he bet the money, but he only won $50,000.
On se vratio u Bangalore i na neki način dobio taj novac, ali dobio samo $50,000.
So then the next day he went again to Tirupati and he prayed to Balaji that, oh, Balaji, you don't trust me? You took your 50% in advance? Anyway, Indians have their way of worshipping
Krishna.
I think it goes on in Western religion also. People approach God with material desires, but that's not really the way to get the best.
Mislim da se to dešava i u religijama na zapadu, da ljudi prilaze Bogu zbog određenih materijalnih dobrobiti, ali to nije najbolji način.
Just like Prabhupada tells the story of the old lady who was carrying wood on her head. She would gather firewood in the forest and take it to the marketplace and sell it and maintain her family.
Što je šla Prabhupada priča priču o staroj ženi koja je skupljala drva u šumi i to bi prodavala na tržnici i tako bi održavala sebi svoju porodicu.
One day, late in the evening, she was very tired and she fell down on the forest pathway and all the wood on her head went all over the place.
Jednog dana ona je bila jako umorna i dok se vraćala iz šume srušila se i svo to drvo je palo oko.
So she was weak, she was tired, it was late and she felt helpless. She couldn't do anything. She couldn't put the wood back on her head. She couldn't go home without any money to feed her children. So she began to do what many ladies would do in such a situation, she began to cry.
Pošto je bila jako umorna i slaba, a bila je već i noć, niti je mogla skupljati ta drva i nositi ih, a niti je mogla doći kući bez novca da nahrani svoju djecu. Iz toga je počela ono što većina žena radi, u takvom trenutku počela je plakati.
But then she remembered hearing the lecture of one sadhu who had said that if you ever need the Lord, if you just chant his name sincerely, call out, O Govinda, O Krishna, with feeling, the Lord will come to you and bless you.
Sjetila predavanja jednog sadhua koji je rekao, a koji kad vam bude potrebna pomoć Boga, ako budete u nevolji, samo trebate reći o Krišna, o Govinda sa osjećajem i on će se pojaviti.
So then she got down on her knees and she folded her hands and closed her eyes and began to cry very sincerely, Oh Govinda, Oh Krishna.
I onda je ona klekla na koljena, sklopila je ruke i počela je vrlo iskreno plakati, O Krishna, O Govinda.
And then all of a sudden Krishna appeared.
I odjednom Krishna se pojavio.
Yes, my dear daughter. How can I help you? You've called my name. I'm here to bless you.
Da, moja draga kćeri, ti si zvala moje ime i ja sam se sada pojavio. Kako ti mogu pomoći?
Oh, she was so excited. She felt so happy. And she said, Oh, thank you, Lord, for coming. Please help me put this bundle of wood back on my head.
I ona je rekla, o gospodine, hvala što si se pojavio, molim te pomozi mi da stavim ova sva ova drva na leđa.
So immediately, just like that, all the wood was back on her head and Krishna disappeared.
I odjednom sva drvo je bilo ponovo na njezinoj glavi i Krishna je nestao.
Now, she could have asked him for eternal life, full of bliss and knowledge. She could have asked him for pure devotional service, but she asked him to put the bundle of wood back on her head.
Ona ga je mogla pitati za vječni duhovni život, pun znanja i blaženstva, a mogla je tražiti čisto predano služenje, ali tražila je da stavi drvo nazad na njezinu glavu.
Krishna is giving so many things even to the atheists. He is supplying all necessities through the demigods. There is no need to pray to him for those things. We need to pray for pure devotional service. That is the most rare gift that Krishna very seldom awards to anyone. Very seldom, very less, hardly very often, not very often.
Ne trebamo tražiti takve stvari od gospodina, jer Krišna čak i materialistima daje razne stvari kroz polu bogove. Ono što bi trebali tražiti od Krišne je predano služenje i on to vrlo, jer on to vrlo rijetko daje.
So the devotees of the Lord, they have full faith in Krishna. They depend upon him, they believe in him, and they see in their lives that he takes care of them.
Krishna bhakte imaju potpunu vjeru u Krishnu i oni mogu praktično vidjeti kako se Krishna brine za njihov život.
But sometimes Krishna tests the devotees. Sometimes Krishna draws the devotees closer to him. Sometimes he brings out their love by appearing to not be able to supply.
Krishna se brine za bhakte, ponekad ih privuče bliže sebi, ponekad pokušava dobiti njihovu ljubav tako što im uzme razne izvanjske stvari i izglede kao da ne može dati.
For example, Lord Krishna was dancing on the heads of Kaliya Nag, the Kaliya snake in the Yamuna.
Na primjer, gospodin Krishna plesao na glavama zmije Kalije u jezeru Yamuna.
So while fighting with Kaliya Nag, the cowherd boys were watching and they were hoping that Krishna would defeat that demon and save them and protect them.
I sa obale dječaci pastiri su gledali tu bitku i nadali su se da će Krishna pobijediti i na taj način ih spasiti.
But at one point in the battle, Kaliya Naga got one of his tentacles, one of his arms, wrapped around Krishna very tightly and began to squeeze. And all the coward boys began to worry. Oh no, what's going to happen?
Ali u jednom trenutku Kalija se zamotao oko Krišne i počeo ga jako stezati i dječaci pastiri su pomislili, oh, šta će se sada desiti?
On another occasion, Lord Krishna was fighting with Hiranyaksha, who had terrorized the whole universe and had frightened these demigods again also.
Jednom se Krishna borio sa Hiranyakshom,
this ferocious demon, and would Lord Vishnu kill him and save them, or what would happen?
Polubogovi su gledali tu bitku i bili su vrlo uznemireni da li će Krishna dobiti tu bitku ili će demon dobiti.
So then, all of a sudden, Lord Brahma came and he praised Lord Vishnu, but he said the day is quickly ending and the auspicious time for defeating one's opponent is coming to an end. So please defeat Hiranyaksha now, before it's too late.
I onda je došao, pojavio se Brahma, odao je poštovanje gospodinu i rekao je da se bliži kraj, prilazi dan prilazi kraju i da je sada potrebno ubiti tog demona, inače će završiti to vrijeme koje je povoljno za pobjedu.
So Lord Krishna, after hearing this prayer from Lord Brahma, he smiled and then he turned towards Hiranyaksha to do battle with him again.
I kada je gospodin Krishna to čuo, nasmijao se i okrenuo se prema demonu i ponovo ušao u bitku.
But all of a sudden, Hiranyaksha threw his club at Vishnu and knocked Lord Vishnu's club out of his hand, and that club began to fall down and down into the Garbhodak ocean.
Ali odjednom je Hiranyaksha bacio svoj topus prema gospodinu Vishnu i izbio je njegov topus iz ruke i taj topus je onda počeo padati dolje sve više i više prema Garbhodak ocean.
So then all the demigods said, oh no, what's happening? Is Krishna going to lose?
I onda su svi polubogovi rekli, šta se to dešava, zar će Krishna izgubiti?
So sometimes Krishna plays with his devotees like that.
Ponekad se Krishna igra tako sa svojim bhaktama.
To bring them closer, to make them more surrender.
Da bi oni postali više predani, da bi približio sebi.
In English, there is an expression that the grinding wheels that are used to grind grain, the grinding wheels of the Lord grind slowly, but they grind very, very fine.
Zapravo postoje izjava na engleskom da kotači s kojima se melje, kako? Božja kola se polako vozi, to je jedan prevod, a drugi je da ti kotači gospodina melju sporo, ali temeljito.
You understand? Everybody understand? Okay. We have to have faith in Krishna. Ultimately, he did defeat Hiranyaksha. Ultimately, he did subdue Kaliya. And ultimately, he will always protect us in whatever we do in Krishna consciousness.
Moramo biti strpljivi i vjerovati u Krishnu, jer on na kraju je pobjedio Kaliju i Hiranyakshu, tako da moramo imati vjeru i biti strpljivi u Krishnu, ako ćemo sve sa Krishnu.
One of the best devotees, and Srila Prabhupada used to be very fond of her prayers, was Kunti Devi. One of the best devotees, Kunti Devi, whom Srila Prabhupada used to quote her prayers all the time, she said, Vipada Shantu Takshasvat Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru Bhavato Darshanam Yat Syad Apunar Bhavadarshana. Lord, when I experience material miseries, I think of you more. And now that the battle of Kurukshetra is over and we are rulers of the kingdom and there's no misery, I'm feeling there's a chance to forget you. And if I forget you, then I won't be able to enjoy the highest benefit of human life.
Kuntideva je rekla, kada postoji nevolja, ja onda još više mislim na tebe. Ali sada, kada je bitka na Kurukshetri gotova, kada smo mi sretni i nemamo problema, onda se bojim da ću prestati misliti na tebe i tako ću promašiti cilj ljudskog života.
So she said, let the miseries come again and again. Apunar bhava darshanam, so that I can have your darshan again and again by thinking of you.
I ona je rekla, neka nevolje dolaze ponovo i ponovo, tako da mogu uvijek imati tvoj darshan, tako što ću te se sjećati.
So ours is a simple life. We have chosen this path by our own, no one has forced us. Of our own choice we have taken up this life.
Naš život je jednostavan, mi smo izabrali ovaj put svojom slobodnom voljom.
We should live simply and depend upon Krishna.
Trebali bi živjeti jednostavno i ovisiti o Krishna.
We should perform austerity to purify our existence.
Trebali bi vršiti strogosti kako bi pročistili svoju egzistenciju.
But we should also have faith that Lord Krishna, Lord Nisringadev, Lord Chaitanya, they will always protect us. We'll never be in danger.
Hare
Krishna. Are there any questions or comments? Okay, thank you very much. It's been a short visit, but I always enjoy myself here, and thank you very much for your association.